Good morning and welcome to this Elephant Podcast. And our very special guest this morning is Dr. Willy Mutunga, former Chief Justice of the Republic of Kenya. But I would describe him as a crusader for justice in this country for many decades, a former detainee, and somebody who's been a mentor to many in civil society, in politics, and across Kenyan society, and continues to do this work. Welcome,
Willy. Yeah, thanks.
Willy, you've watched Kenyan history unfold, and Kenyan politics and society unfold, and we seem to be at a very interesting moment now, especially as concerns the relationship between the judiciary and the executive right now, with the government seeming to be ignoring the court orders, and seemed a very adversarial relationship has emerged. What do you make of this, and what are the implications for Kenya, especially considering the new constitution in 2010?
I think this is a great question, but we need to historicize it, interrogate it and problematize it. And we just go back to, say, independence, so that we can trace that relationship and we see, what's happening today. During colonial period, the judiciary was an extension of the colonial state. In fact, a lot of the magistrates, as you know, were DOs, yes, and DCs, yes, and PCs. Police officers who are, like the OCPD, they would also have judicial powers. So basically, it's the judiciary didn't even stand up to the colonial system. So the whites who are here, and maybe Goans and the Indians, had a different justice system, like the not like the natives. Okay, so if you trace historically the judiciary up to independence, the colonial judiciary, the people who tried Kimathi, the people who tried other Mau Mau fighters, Mwindi Mbingu and others. Those are the characters who took instructions from the state, and they basically took instructions, just like the Kapenguria tribe, where that guy was bribed, to lock up Kenyatta. So this was it. And then Kenyatta comes in, and the judiciary is not even Africanized, thanks to Charles Njonjo, who is the Attorney General, and he keeps the High Court, white, and then the magistrates is brown. Okay, and then the Africans have to try and get in. In fact, this book by Mwangi, if you read it,
The Black Bar by Paul Mwangi.
Yeah, you see the struggles by lawyers in the 70s, to make the judiciary African. Because even the lawyers couldn't get into serious business. They couldn't do cases. And there were all this judiciary that was again captured by the state.